All right, welcome back, Admin Mastermind and Teach Better Family. I have the honor and privilege to be with my good friend Todd Nasloney, as he was our featured guest on the Admin Mastermind this morning. And man, Todd, it was so good to have you a part of a pretty rich conversation this morning.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate being invited. I always love, I love connecting with others because we learn so much more when we can actually get in the room and talk about stuff.
Yes. And today we took a topic from one of our admin, and the conversation really was about just budget season right now and kind of how difficult that is as far as looking at allocations, looking at budgets and programs, and then also just communicating that out to our staff and our community. And so that was really the bulk of our conversation, but also just in the spring, staff morale and like how to improve that. Because as we know, a lot of you are going through kind of a section in the calendar where, you know, there's just not a break coming up right now. So Todd, can you touch on, cause I thought you provided some like fantastic ways to like help staff morale, especially during this time. Will you just share out kind of what was discussed and some of the things that you brought up?
Yeah. So one of the things I talked about is one of the biggest things that I've heard from teachers is they just want time to get to know each other. And there's so much time spent on discipline and data and curriculum and all these things that they don't have time to get to know each other, and they don't want to get to know each other on campus. So like, don't give me an icebreaker activity. Like, that's not what I mean by getting to know the people around me. And so when my team started telling me things like that, one of the things we started doing that was really transformative was these monthly staff outings that were completely optional. And they happened a different day each month or a different evening. And sometimes the families were allowed. Sometimes it was just staff. Sometimes we paid for it. Sometimes they had to pay for themselves, but they could choose to come. So one month it may be a concert. The next month it may be goat yoga. The next month it may be paintball or painting with a twist, which is painting while you drink wine. Like, just this variety of things for people who need that community and connection. They had that opportunity to get together off campus with no educational talk happening, to kind of build that relationship between each other. And if they didn't want to, or they couldn't, they didn't have to. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. And it was kind of a perfect bridge when we were talking about staff morale and what to do with our staff, where folks were talking about just the allocation of funds. Like, oh, we don't have a lot that's provided by the district. We have to really lean on PTA for those funds. And so sometimes it even came out of some of the admin's pocket for that. But it was kind of a real nice segue to what we were talking about with the frustrations of budget season right now, because a lot of people are working with ESSER funds. Those are kind of drying up right now. And so, you know, superintendents are kind of scrambling to figure out what needs to be cuts to make sure that they have the appropriate funds. And so, you know, the question that was brought up in Facebook was like, how do we work with our staff in regards to some of the frustrations or anxiety that's during this budget season? And then also, you know, how do we make sure that our staff is not crashing with staff morale? So we talked about effective communication, Todd. So what were some of your takeaways from, you know, working with the potential cuts of our staff members, but then also minimizing anxiety and frustration?
Well, you know, I think we have to be as open as possible with our people and let them know where the decision-making process is happening and why decisions are happening and who they're going to be affecting and how we had to take all of that into effect. I think one of the biggest things is people think they know what a job does until they get in that job. And so being able to communicate as much as possible about the hidden things that happen within our role is really important. But I think it's also important to remember that we are a people business. We focus very heavily on building that community, on building that family, on that you matter. You're a part of the success here. And so some careers and some business world and some non-business world, I mean, everybody can deal with people getting let go or jobs being dissolved. That's part of every single job, no matter, even if you work at McDonald's, sometimes people are going to be let go. And so how you handle it is what's important. And I think in our role as educators, because we are so family focused, people focused, connection focused, we have to be really cognizant of how that eliminated spot or removed person is going to affect people's psyche. And we have to be ready for that, because we can just say, you're an adult, You should know how to let people go. You should understand how to move on. Like, we need these things to be successful. Yes, you are an adult. You should understand that. But I'm also an adult who, when I get a flat tire, I act like a freaking idiot, even though it's a flat tire. I'm an adult. I should know how to control my, or like when you're running low on gas and you're already 5 minutes late and you're like, oh my God, it's the worst day ever. And you're like, worst day ever? Really? I just need to stop for gas and I'm going to be 5 minutes late. So mm-hmm. yes, we can say that, but everybody deals with emotions differently. And everybody looks at, everybody defines the word hard differently. And so I think it's just taken into consideration of, we're never going to make everybody happy. We're never going to do it completely right. It's going in there doing the best we can. And as we're going through the process, owning our mistakes, owning our moments of learning something, and making it better moving forward. Because letting people go, even when they need to be let go, it still isn't easy, at least not for me. Like, my personality, even when I knew that person wasn't a fit and that they didn't need to be in education, it still broke my heart to have that conversation because I'm dealing with a person. And so I think that that's the really difficult part of being in education, is having those hard conversations. But when you move up the ranks and take on different responsibilities in your career, that's part of moving on up the ranks, is having harder and harder and harder conversations. So it comes with territory.
Yeah. I thought the couple points here just – that was stated as far as like educating the staff, right? A lot of times folks don't understand the budget. They just think there's like this giant pot of money that's overflowing and able to support everyone, but just really getting into the nitty gritty of just letting the staff know, like, this is the district budget and this is what trickles down to the campus and this is how it's allocated to the different departments, is always helpful. And then also just communicating, like, as a principal, this is what I have control of.
Yeah.
Within the budget, because yes. I think that's also missed. And so those two points were presented this morning. I thought those were great because I know as a teacher, I didn't understand that. It wasn't until I started to go into the admin program and to really see on the back end what was being allocated for me to have that light bulb moment and be like, oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Because it was never presented to me that way before.
Yeah.
The other big portion of our conversation, Todd, because we didn't really get into too many questions. It was really just a really deep and ongoing conversation, was just how to support the staff members when facing that insecurity or maybe a program reduction. I know a couple people had talked about, like, hey, our staff allocation came out and, you know, this program is being reduced and we're having to like put them into different spots, either on the campus or within the district. So, you know, will you just share out kind of what was discussed in regards to supporting staff members that are having to go through that job insecurity?
Yeah, I think, again, it comes with just being as empathetic as possible, just letting people know, like, I don't like this decision either, but it is literally the only decision we have. And I think, like you said, we're just really diving into educating your people on how budgeting works. Because there's a lot of staff that are funded by grants or funded by government money that isn't always guaranteed. And it's not like I can take the rest of the money and reallocate it. Because if I do that, then you got to get paid less because I got to cut your salary to pay for this. Is that okay with you? Because if you're okay with everybody's salary getting cut, we can keep them. But otherwise, the government took this grant. Somebody, this emergency thing happened where we had to move the money or else all these schools wouldn't have water. Like, whatever it's going to be, I think educating and having that empathy that you're dealing with real people is so important.
Yeah. And just supporting the feeling of loss. I think someone had brought up just the fact that as an administrator, we're almost having to put the hat of a counselor, a grief counselor on. And I think that is kind of, in the position of administration, like, that does happen. A lot 100%. Of things go on. And so you are going to have to support that feeling of loss. And it's difficult because, like you said earlier, you're affecting a human being and their future and potentially their family and some of the things that are really deep and true to their heart. So we need to make sure that we're supporting as best as possible. And then, like you said, communicating effectively to make sure that they understand the reasoning behind it. It's about the budget and the allocation. It's not about how I feel about you as a person.
And we're never going to always get it right. So if you don't do it right, that's okay. As long as you're learning from it and making it better the next time and owning your mistakes in front of your people, that's where the greatness happens.
Yeah. So true. All right, Todd. Well, it was amazing to have you this week for this conversation. I thought you provided so much wisdom as you did in this conversation. For those who are watching on YouTube and you haven't joined us for the Admin Mastermind, we are meeting every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Super simple. Just head over to teachbetter.com/mastermind. And that way you get the Zoom link that's for this Admin Mastermind. We'd love to have you there. We had quite a few folks this morning, so it was super exciting to see everyone and really enjoyed the rich conversation. So with that, Todd, thank you so much for, again, joining this week, and I hope to see everyone next week.